Juno Afternoon is made possible by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is here from the Alaska State Museum. Welcome, and Julie Grantham, Curator of Statewide Services.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks so much for being here today.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, well, today I learned that it is Alaska Museum Week.
It is.
Happy Museum Week.
Yes.
What does that mean for you and for us?
Well, what that means is it's a wonderful opportunity to consider the role that museums play in communities across Alaska. It's an opportunity, of course, to visit your local museum and to think about the role that museums play in your own life as well. So Alaska has a really robust museum community. I think many people would be surprised to hear that depending on how you define museum, there's anywhere between 100 and 175 museums, cultural centers, visitor centers in Alaska. So lots of people are employed by museums across the state. Many students visit museums across the state, and tourists definitely get to know more about Alaska's history and culture through these places.
And you had provided me with a fact sheet today that has a lot of things that I didn't know, such as almost 90% of Americans support museums regardless of their political persuasion. So that's a good thing to know about crossing the aisle. And they educate 42,000 K-12 students annually. That's just Alaska, right?
Yeah, that's just Alaska.
It's a great number. And as you mentioned, they provide it a lot of jobs. How can we find out more about Museum Week or what the State Museum is honoring or celebrating?
Well, a good place to get information about museums in Alaska overall is the organization, surprise name, Museums Alaska. that's the nonprofit that supports museums across Alaska. It's our kind of like our professional association. So museumsalaska.org is a great place to get information about the Alaska museum field, including a comprehensive map showing museums across Alaska. And I'm the curator of statewide services, so that means my job is to support museums across the state. So if anyone is curious about a specific museum, wants to know more about museums in general in Alaska, I'm happy to provide resources at any time.
That's great. And it'd be a good time to, you know, visit your museum, become a member. Both of our museums, city and state, have membership programs. And
It's true, as does the Last Chance Mining Museum, which is part of the Gastineau Channel Historical Society.
Oh, I'm glad you brought up that museum as well.
Yeah.
I don't often think about that one when we're talking about museums, but you're absolutely right. So celebrate your museums. Do it during Museum Week. It's the best time to do it. And now, on a different note, we're going to pivot a little bit. There's a second reason why you came in today to be on the show. You'd like to tell us a bit about a new book that explores the history of salmon canneries here in Southeast Alaska. Tell me what it's called.
Yes, this is Tin Can Country, Southeast Alaska's Historic Salmon Canneries. And this is the culmination of years of work and research by many people. And it was just published last month, which is a huge relief for the collaborators. And I think, in general, those who have so far had the opportunity to read it are also very happy with how it turned out.
It's a beautiful book. I've got it in my hands right now. It's a hardback book, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of great text and images. You were the editor of this book. What made you want to create it?
Well, I'm a fisheries historian, and canneries are really essential to the identity and the economy of Alaska. However, the seafood industry in general hasn't gotten the attention that other industries have in the history of Alaska. For example, mining. People often think about the gold rush, but they don't think about the salmon rush that created much of coastal Alaska. This effort actually started, though, with Patricia Rappel, or Pat Rappel, who was an Alaskan historian. She spent decades researching the history of canneries across the state, but specifically Southeast, to create a comprehensive book on the history of the industry down here. She wrote for the Capital City Weekly for several years as well. However, she died in 2015 before finishing her work. And Pat was a mentor of mine. Her best friend, Karen, from Petersburg, has been collecting salmon can labels, original salmon cans, fishery materials, so incredible visual materials for 50 years now, with the intention of creating a book. And so Karen and I collaborated to, in a way, finish Pat's effort and illustrate it with Karen's incredible collection. So it really is an effort that is built on friendship And it's important to note, too, that Pat Rappel, her collection of research and her manuscripts, her entire collection is now at the Alaska Historical Library, part of the APK building. And Karen Hofstad, her collection of labels and of fishing industry ephemera is also in that collection. So now there's this publicly available resource on fisheries history and visual materials that will blow you away.
It's totally fascinating. I mean, you made a really good point about how people don't always think about canneries as such a, foundation of our economy here in Southeast. And your book is absolutely lovely. And I know that a lot of people want to get their hands on it. So tell us how we can do that.
It's for sale at Hearthside as well as the store at APK. So those are the two local purveyors. And it's also in small bookstores and museum stores across Alaska.
Well, congratulations on getting it published.
Thank you.
It was a lot of hard work for you. You're the editor, and it looks amazing, and the subject is fascinating, too. So folks out there who are listening and who are interested can go and pick up a copy in stores now. Yeah?
Yes, and I'll be sharing information from the book along with Bob King at the APK for First Friday. So come on over. From 5 to 6 p.m., we're going to be doing a collection spotlight up in the research room where I've selected some of these really incredible original salmon can labels and some of the original salmon cans from Karen's collection. So you can come and take a look at some of these really great old cannery objects. And then afterwards, we're going to be heading down into the lecture hall for a book talk. So I'll be talking about themes in cannery history in Southeast Alaska. And Bob King, the fisheries historian extraordinaire, will be speaking specifically about the history of Hunter Bay on Prince of Wales Island.
That is terrific. How exciting for anyone and everyone who's ever been involved in a cannery, which is a lot of people. I think they'll be glad to have their history brought to the forefront.
I think so.
Thanks for doing that, Angelie.
Yeah. And a really fun feature of the book, since you can see it here, we have we commissioned a special map that shows all of the cannery locations in Southeast Alaska over time. And it is on the reverse of the dust jacket. And so if you purchase a copy of the book, you will have your own fold-out map showing Southeast Alaska cannery locations.
I'm looking at it with my own eyes, and it's very cool. Well, thanks so much for being here today to talk to us about your book and about Alaska Museum Week. And good luck with your talk on Friday.
Thank you.